Welcome to Internationals on Living in Holland, the podcast for internationals and expats about Dutch culture and manners with a focus on learning Dutch. This podcast is powered by Skillstown and STE Languages.
Welcome to Internationals on Living in Holland.
Hello.
Can you introduce yourself?
My name is Enver, from Turkey.
Yes.
And I've been coming to STE to learn Dutch for about, I don't remember how long exactly.
Oh, but God.
From the levels beginning of A1, which is A1 minus. And right now I'm in A2 plus and headed for B1 minus.
But it feels forever.
A little bit, yeah.
No. When did you come to the Netherlands? How long ago is that?
It's been a little over 2 years now.
2 years. You're still very young, right?
I'm 21.
21. That's really young.
Thank you.
I can be your mother. And you're also a student, right?
Yes, I also study in Eindhoven Fontes Uni.
What exactly do you study?
Electrical engineering.
Is there something... Sorry?
First year student.
First year. Is there something specific you want to do with that in the future?
From my bachelor's, no. I want to head for a master's and then probably decide, because I believe that there's still a lot to learn about in that field, and I don't think 4 years are going to cut it.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Good. 21, a student. First year.
Yes.
I forgot my question already. I thought, I should ask that, but then I forgot.
Was it about how it is, or like how comfortable it is to study, maybe?
Maybe. Is there a difference you feel between being a student in the Netherlands or being a student in Turkey? Because you are from Turkey, right?
I am from Turkey. I've never actually studied university in Turkey, but pretty much almost all my friends are right mm-hmm. now. And until university, I was studying in Turkey. There are more advantages than disadvantages, if
yeah.
I had to compare the two. And being a student here is, at least from what I'm hearing from my friends, overall, less stressful.
And do you know why?
There are a lot of factors in play, I think. The cost of living comes first, I think. You know, the rents for housings, and there are a lot of discrimination going on in Turkey right now, especially in higher popularity universities, or the universities that people actually look up to, you know, people who are trying to get into those universities very much and end up being punished for being a student of those universities in many cases.
But right.
Yeah.
And now I said I forgot my question, but I didn't. I just wanted to say I'm always talking to people who came here for work and they have a job. And that's why they came to the Netherlands. So I thought another point of view, you're a student. That's what I wanted to say.
Yeah.
And they always say being a student is the best time of your life. Is that correct?
Right now.
Can you confirm?
So this week is actually my exam week, so it doesn't feel that way.
I understand.
But overall, I would say so myself as well. Right now, the only boss that I have to report things to is myself. I need to convince myself that I'm learning things. I'm adding things to my knowledge rather than making a corporate boss happy.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say being a student is a best, at least one of the best chapters in your life.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Are there any typical student things you do apart from studying?
Apart from studying,
yeah.
Student things. I usually like when you say student things, my mind just goes to studying, basically, or for school. But
I'll ask an average Dutch person, he will say drinking beer. That's the first thing that comes up. to my mind.
I see.
I've been a student as well, a long time ago.
Yeah, I mean, since I'm living a little far from where I study, which we're going to get into soon, I think.
Yeah.
It's not as possible as the rest of my friends who are living in Eindhoven, basically, and I live a little far away, so...
Yeah, you do, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's not practical.
Oh, yeah. But I think, even though it's not as much, we go out a lot with my friends, or if there's something to do for school, it's organically formed. You know, you even if you don't want to, people who are just like you or close to your point of or view of life finds you in a way, and you become friends. And if you want to do something, it's with them. If there's a group project, you know, if it's school related, you do it with them, and you end up actually spending a lot of time with them outside of school as well. So I would say going out.
Nice. And you go out in Eindhoven?
Mostly, yes.
Yeah.
Due to reasons.
Well, can you go out in the village where you live? That's just out of interest, this question.
It is not interesting at all. No. Like, it's pretty green, and it's there's a lot of things for very old people to do, apparently. There are really expensive restaurants and bars specifically designed for very old Dutch people, because... I mean, I see them outside. And
define old, Enver.
Like 900 years.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, no, we're close. But for a student in, you know, who wants to go to movies and, I don't know, like go to parks and drink and do legal things, of course, there aren't a lot of options in where I live.
But you mentioned earlier that you might... move to Eindhoven, right? You mentioned an apartment.
Yes.
Is that a dream or a concrete plan?
It's somewhere in the middle, mm-hmm. I think. Because right now, yes, the rents are super high.
Yeah, and it's not easy to find any place to live, I
exactly.
think.
Or if it's affordable, it's pretty far from our uni. For example, there are friends of mine who live in Eindhoven.
Yeah.
But they live so far that it's almost like it takes almost the same amount of time to get to school from home as me.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. So, that's not helpful.
Yeah. And not spending any money for rent, at least for the first year, it's sort of less stressful than actually trying to, you know, come up with the rent.
It's also good to focus on your study, by the way. I speak from experience. And then a real a serious apartment or like a student house?
I'm thinking of a student house because its aim is going to be a pathway for me to get to school easier or faster. It's not going to be my final place. Mm. I'm going to be done with it once I'm done with the school or, you know, once I start to make a lot of money, hopefully, or enough. Yeah, just for school. So it's a student apartment.
But it's also nice to live in a student house, I think. Have you ever been in a typical student house here in Eindhoven or not?
Yeah, a couple of my friends live in student houses.
What are they like, these student houses?
Well, you wouldn't believe how different they are from each other. Like,
tell me. I'm really curious.
I have two friends that live in the same building, but they live in different floors.
Yeah.
One of them, the room they have, he lives with a roommate. The room they have is like you wouldn't even want to step in. You know, it's that. How do you say it? It's not dirty, but the word I'm looking for is it's just chaos, basically. And there's everything is everywhere, and it doesn't look hygienic as well.
It sounds like a typical student.
Exactly. But on the other hand, the other friend who lives in the same building and pays approximately the same amount of rent, it's like a zen house. It also depends on how much money you make or how much money your family is sending you, because you can actually tell the second friend is pretty rich. You know, it's everything is tidy and everything, but the other friend... So even if it's in the same building, I think it depends on how much they care about their living conditions.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sort of, I sort of have an OCD on that. And I always try to keep it tidy. So
that's good. Yes, yeah, that's maybe promising for the future.
I think so as well. But maybe living with a roommate would be disaster for me. So
yeah.
Or it has to be the same mindset as me on how things should look like in the house.
I remember when I lived in a student house, it was a building with several floors. And only girls living there, because according to the landlord, girls were tidier, which is a myth. That's honestly, that's not true. And every floor was its own, let's say, planet. And some of the rooms were just, like you said, a chaos, and others were very, very tidy. But we also had to share the shower and the kitchen. And I think our floor was quite acceptable in terms of hygiene. Although, well, yeah, we did not really, at least me and one of my roommates, we could not really stand a filthy kitchen. So every now and then we would clean the whole kitchen. But as higher you got in the building, the filthier it got. It was really awful, awful, with milk, bottles of milk that were really green and they could walk. So that, yes, so it can be a variety of, but is that something, well, not, of course, not the walking milk, but the sharing a kitchen and a bathroom is fine, I think, right? That's a real student life. I think you would actually enjoy that.
Again, like how I said, if we have the same mindset on some, like certain things, and if we could draw the line on some things, for example, I couldn't do without having a personal space. And I would want the same for my roommate.
Yeah.
So if it's a, you know, one room apartment and like one room and one living room, I wouldn't want to share that with a roommate, because if I take the room, then that person is not going to, because one of my friends is actually living in that situation.
Yeah.
He sleeps in the living room.
Oh.
Yeah. Because the room was taken from his roommate. So it's a little, it has, you know, the conditions have to be, suitable, and the rent has to be affordable, and the roommate, if there has to be one, should be sharing the same mindset, at least on hygiene and personal space.
I wish you good luck in finding a room.
Thank you.
It's not easy. There are waiting lists, you know. Of course, you know. And then you have to come and visit, and they talk to you as some sort of a test. Will we accept him or her as a roommate, yes or no?
You don't feel like, are you going to, you know, they don't ask you if you're going to accept the room.
No, it's like the other way around, darling.
No, it's the other way around, exactly. Yeah. But maybe our school is trying things right now on the housing.
Oh, yeah.
And a couple of my friends actually got rooms thanks to our school. So maybe I'm going to, once I'm actually certain about getting an apartment,
nice,
I might apply to that.
Good. So overall, as a conclusion, being a student in Eindhoven, yay or nay?
Depends on what you want to do. For example, if you want to do something with arts, go to Amsterdam. It's the obvious choice. But if you want to do something in STEM, and Eindhoven is, I think, at least in Europe, from what I hear, and compared to Turkey, I'm just saying these because I know the most about these two. I think it's a yeah.
Yeah.
So studying in, at least in the Eindhoven, as an engineering student, is good. I'm a little hesitant about it because, you know, it's not perfect, and I don't want to make it sound perfect.
Perfect is boring. You know that. Close to perfection. That's what we aim for.
Yeah, it's better than good, we can say.
Oh, that's a nice way to put it. So you're a student, and you are a student of SDE. That's quite busy, right?
Depends on your course, but mine is intensive.
Is it twice a week? right?
Twice a week, yes.
Are you very committed to learning Dutch?
Thank you. I believe I am.
Yes, good. Do you see a difference in approach of teaching? Because you did go to school, right, in Turkey. Mm-hmm. Is there another approach in how to study or in how the teachers
should be like, or how they can improve themselves?
No, and I'm just wondering, is it more... I have the idea that in a lot of cultures, the focus is on the result and not on the process. Mm-hmm. Is that correct or not?
Like, if we talk about, like, for example, Turkey, I've been a student for the better part of my life, mm-hmm. there, and there was no exception on them focusing on the result. For example, if you want to go to university in Turkey, you have to take an exam. It's called the YKS right now. It's an abbreviation for the higher education exam, as far as I remember. And you take that exam with 3 million other students, approximately, and you have to be in... for example, you want to go to a really good university. You need to be in the top 10,000. Or you want to go to a better one, so it's, you know, it's getting narrow. So they are focused on the result. They don't care if you know, or they don't care if you're successful. They're looking if you are ahead of the rest.
Yeah, yeah.
What it should be is basically... the same amount of knowledge or a better system would take care of that and focus on the process as the projects that you are able to take care of. Or if you want to do something else with your life, you don't have to take the same exam with the same questions along with the 3 million other students.
That makes sense.
Here, I don't feel that. Here, I feel like, especially like university, of course, you go through a process, mm-hmm. of... before they take you, there's an intake. They ask you on, since you're not from the Netherlands, they have to know if you're eligible and you know enough to start the study. And like everyone from Turkey, I can without a doubt can say that if you have finished high school, you can study in any university in the Netherlands, because our curriculum was too strict and too difficult, mm-hmm. apparently. And right now, the maths that I'm studying in my first year of university, I remember finishing them in my second year in high school.
Oops.
So it's pretty easy on that. And they focus on what you can do instead of how many people you're ahead of. And with the
that's more relaxed, I think, or not?
Definitely. Yeah. It is. You don't carry the stress of like making teachers happy. You just try to take care of what you are assigned, and once you take care of it, you succeed. You don't have to take care of it better than other people. There is not a competition all the time, unlike what is it like?
It sounds very stressful.
Of course.
Yeah. I mean, you want to say in the Dutch classes, you want to say something?
Yeah, in the Dutch classes, obviously the same way. Like, there's no competition, of course. But the approach... that the teachers in SDE have has always been, I'm going to make it sound as unbiased as I can. and it's always been, I think, to put it in words,
I'm
struggling.
Please do.
It has been the most efficient one, type of study that I've ever had.
Really?
Yes. That's might nice be because, you know, it's not as, not going to say difficult, but it's not as complex and convoluted as, you know, learning a subject from university.
Yeah.
Because we only focus on one thing.
Yeah.
And I keep hearing it here, reading it and everything. But how you and the rest of the teachers from here approached was the group things that we did didn't feel like group things, and it didn't feel like, you know, we have to do something right, otherwise, you know, we're going to lose it. Or it was always like any questions were answered. And you actually, after a while, you lose that type of, am I going to be embarrassed if I mispronounce a word in Dutch?
Yeah.
You just end up feeling like, okay, everyone in this room, plus the teacher, is aware that this is not my first language. And I'm free to make as many mistakes as I want. And if someone laughs at me for making a mistake in Dutch, I can just ask them to say the same thing in Turkish, and they're not going to be able to say it.
Yeah.
Because that's the same case.
And
know?
No one laughs, right? That doesn't
exactly.
happen.
And it just, like, everybody tries to help you. And actually, in your classes, we had two so far, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes, we did.
Yes, yeah, A1 yeah. minus an A1, it was, right?
We have a long history.
Sorry, A2 minus an A2.
Yeah.
I mean, you probably noticed it too, but from the beginning, you know, like the classmates, you merely know anyone as a student.
Yeah.
And in our last class, everybody ends up being friends.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, like yeah. you noticed it, right? And it happened in the second class too. Like second class, we didn't have anyone from the one before.
No.
Right?
No.
And everyone, again, ended up being friends, ended up like talking to each other. And now I have one person from our last class in this one. And again, you know, like we chat and everything because you, instead of just teaching the mathematics of the language, not just you, but like every teacher
yes.
here, instead of like teaching the curriculum, instead of here's the book and it says we got to do this assignment, let's do this. Instead of that, you are actually living it with us. So
yeah.
we feel like you're one of the students.
It's a joint venture.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Go along with it. And
that's actually nice, nice feedback to hear.
Oh, yeah.
That was not my aim, but it's nice to hear.
Oh, no, you haven't asked for it. I just wanted to say it.
Thank you.
This morning, even, I realized I received an email in Dutch, completely
yes.
Dutch, and I was able to read it by understanding every single thing there was.
Yeah.
That must mean something. That's, like, you know, putting in effort and seeing the results is very important.
You know what we should do? We should have a podcast in Dutch next time. Hmm?
Well, I was reading the email, not speaking, so I'm not sure about that.
Don't be so low on yourself. No, 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 no. I think
that's actually a good
that.
Idea.
Just a Dutch podcast.
Who did I think?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe we should, yes, and then talk about the meaning of life.
Oh, meaning of life. Oh, choose something more complex. You know, it's just simple.
Just improvising. Just improvising.
Okay.
But it's actually good to hear that you, if I summarize it correctly, then you're not afraid to fail. That's actually what it comes down to.
Not at all.
That's good to know. But the same feeling you probably have at Fontys as well. It's not that they will make you pee for a feeling.
Oh, no. It actually surprised me. Since it's not really like a master's or PhD, what happens if you fail is not really, really serious. They just, you know, you can, if you fail at one lesson, you can take it next year. And they're not going to like keep you there. They're not going to ask for more money. They're not going to do anything. They want to help you too.
You have to make mistakes in order to learn, right?
Definitely.
That's I think that's the law. but you're not in you have an international class, right?
Yes, I have an.
It's not just Dutch.
No, it's completely English. I mean, in theory, it's English. Still, we get Dutch emails for no reason, but.
That's to get used to it already. Yeah.
Yeah, they're helping along with the electric
yes.
stuff. They're helping with
yeah.
those too.
Was there a choice? Yeah. Is just language? Why did you thought it better to choose for the English?
Yeah, since it's something hard to understand even in English, in Dutch it would just backfire, I thought. So instead of struggling, you know, like I wanted to make it easier for me so I could focus.
And I'm just thinking out loud. Maybe if you think when you would have chosen for the Dutch version of your mm-hmm. studies, would that be helpful for learning Dutch or not? Or is that just too stressful?
I think it would, at least for me, it would be really stressful because you know you, there is a certain credits thing, the amount of credit that you have to meet.
Yeah, and, yeah, that's right.
You need to actually graduate every year.
That's the idea.
Yeah, but doing it in a language that you barely know.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yes, and also I've been having problems in maths, for example, in English, because all my life I've been taught the Turkish terminology of maths.
Yeah.
Like, for example, parabola is parabola in Turkish, but other words like vertex has nothing to do with it in Turkish. I'm not even going to say it, but it's something else. So I even have problems in that in English. So terminology-wise, I think Dutch would make it even
worse.
Nice.
Now you're doing the A2 Plus course, right?
Yes. Here. Almost done with it.
Almost done. Mm-hmm. How many lessons still to?
I think 3, and after that, I think there's going to be like 3-4 days of break for me, uh-huh. And then I'm going to start with the B1 minus. I got the email today about the acceptance of it. So
nice. Mm-hmm. Maybe you will be in my class again.
Oh, I'd love that. Yeah, and I'm pretty so excited to, you know, level up.
And then when are you done? When are you happy?
When you guys say that, okay, like we can't teach you anymore, then I'm happy.
Oh, we'll meet in C1 then.
Oh yeah, I would love that.
It's just a matter of time.
Hopefully.
And it's been really nice talking to you.
Oh, likewise.
Thank you very much.
Welcome. We can do it again in Dutch, just like you said.
Yes. Oh, I don't worry. I will not forget you. And then good luck with your house hunting. let me. I have an idea. Once you find a room in a student house, mm-hmm. you will let me know. We can discuss it in the podcast about student houses in Eindhoven.
Oh, yeah.
That would be nice.
That's a great idea. It's, and that would help a lot of people too, I think.
Yes, in the whole process of looking for a room, what to do, and advice for being a student in the Netherlands. Do you have any advice, by the way?
Being a student in here?
Yes.
Learn the language. It just helps. Even if you want to buy cigarettes, you know, it's better when you say it in Dutch.
Yes.
So language should be the first. It doesn't have to be like this advanced. Just learn it like A1 level.
So that helps, right?
Of course. And also if there's an emergency, which is really important, you should know at least a little Dutch, I think.
And then the circle is round. Come to STE.
Oh, very horrible. I've just promoted the podcast without realizing it.
Now, just let me know. Once you have a room, we'll meet again.
Okay.
Thank you.